The views and opinions expressed by the guests on this podcast are that of their own. In no way, shape, or form do they reflect the official policy or position of the Bottom Dwellers Dive Shack.
You've descended into the Bottom Dwellers Dive Shack, a commercial diving podcast by working divers for divers.
This is Bottom Dwellers Dive Shack, day two, Underwater Interventions 2023. I don't know why I just put two as if anyone can see. There's a secret camera recording, right?
Yeah.
But we're here with Dead Calm Seas.
Day two on the floor, Dead Calm Seas.
How cool is the name Dead Calm Seas?
Pretty fucking awesome.
Right? And they got cool logos.
Yeah.
Instantly, that's what attracts you.
I don't see any logo, though, so I don't...
Well, it's got a pretty cool logo. They got cool stickers, which I'm sure we'll get some stickers.
That's why I was waiting, like, where are the stickers at?
That's why anybody comes... Like, most people come to Underwater for the stickers. And the cool metal business cards. See, look at that cool logo.
Wow.
So, there.
That's adequately called a fuck you card.
Yeah, that is a fuck you card if I ever saw one.
You got people's attention with the name and the logo. What do you do? Who are you?
So, I'm Tim Wakefield. I'm the founder and CEO of Dead Calm Seas Marine Services. We're a marine construction company, specializes in commercial diving, salvage, maritime firefighting, and maritime archaeology. We started about 4 years ago. It all started because of the death of one of my good friends. On a project that most of my original guys and I were working on. I was the DMT that treated my friend for 2 hours to the hospital until he was pronounced dead. As we all know, we were promised a bunch of changes. Nothing ever happened. We all know how the industry can be. We're treated as expendable commodities, not valued assets. So I had $150,000 in my bank account because I don't have a family and somewhat smart with my money sometimes. It took us a full year to get going. But in that year, we built all the equipment, we did everything, got everything into place to get us going. Dwindled that down to zero. If I had hair, I would have lost it. but then that next year, we did $2 million, and we've been growing ever since. And then the reason we've been so successful is because we pay higher than anybody else in the industry. So that allows us to retain all the guys with 10 to 30 years of experience. We treat everybody better. They get paid door to door. They're taken care of. And then we take care of our clients.
So it sounds like one of those companies where you like you got together with some experienced hands and said, hey, let's do this thing. And then it's been successful. Is that kind of like what we're talking about here? Is it like the same core group of guys from when you started?
It is. It's the original five of us are still here. We have, I would say, 100% retention. There's only some people that, you know, weren't a right fit for the company that didn't end up staying, and that's fine, but we've made it. We're up to 60 guys at one point this year. We're doing projects all around the world, and you know, I'll let Brock touch on that a little bit of how he feels about like the culture of what we've built.
Oh, nice.
But I feel like we've made a place for something we've all been looking for in our entire careers in the dive industry, and it's finally a place, and it's fun to see because we're making a big impact where the bigger companies, they've noticed and they've taken notice. And I've gotten some messages saying I pay people too much and I'm, you know, ruining the industry for them. So it's nice to see I'm making a positive change. Well, you know what? Us, we're making a positive change, and it's fun to see because all the guys are happy and we're just killing it on projects.
No, that's great, man. And when you're getting those kind of calls and those comments, you know you're doing something right. You know, you're looking out for your guys.
You're not pissing people off, you're not
doing right. Oh, I know. Right. Yeah. I tell you the truth. Say that one last time.
If you're not pissing people off, you're not doing it right.
Nice. You got Sean Joy and Brock McCorkle with Dead Calm Seas as well. So it's been really good. Guys, Brock, you want to talk a little bit?
Yeah. I'll give my spiel here. So been in the industry for coming up on 18 years. I'm a original Gulf diver for most of it until recently with Dead Calm Seas. And I feel like I had 1 foot out of the door because I got tired of putting up with how offshore is and how the ops managers treat you and just in general about being offshore in general and then just being a number on the board. And so somebody introduced me to Tim and I talked to him on the phone for, I don't know, it was like a half hour, 45 minutes, and I couldn't be more on board because everything that he was preaching was everything that I believed in, which was instead of being against everybody, I feel like as divers, we all need to come together and stick together, and it's us versus everybody else. And that entails getting paid what we all deserve and respecting each other and working together and not against each other. And that goes as far as being on the jobs and being safe and, you know, just being a part of it, because this is a skilled trade job, and I don't feel like diving, or at least in the Gulf, that we ever got the respect that is deserved there for what we're put up against and what we have to deal with. And, you know, even besides the fact of being away, I mean, we are working underwater. I mean, I don't understand why I even got to have Tim come meet me to be able to help change what we want to change, which is everything I just said. And so he got me on board, and I'm like, sign me up. I'll do whatever you want. And been there ever since. And I couldn't be more happy where I am right now after 4 years of working with him. And it was exactly just like the first conversation we had. And that's everything I wanted. So I hope there's some difference that can happen from this here in the future and now, and get people thinking, you know.
It's awesome.
And if you don't mind, we have a cool new aspect that we're going to kind of bring to the commercial dive industry with Sean.
Yeah, so I met Tim, San Francisco, 2 years ago?
Yeah.
And, like, right off the bat, we hit it off. Yeah. And you know, seeing the, you know, the capabilities that commercial divers, I mean, let's be honest, I'm an underwater archaeologist. All those underwater archaeologists that are out there, we all pretend we're divers. These guys are divers, you know? And, you know, having that ability to go deeper, go longer, do it safer, it's an avenue that, like, a lot of archaeological firms don't have. And, you know, just talking with Tim and just the enthusiasm and, you know, the ability to, like, kind of think forward and, you know, kind of read the writing on the wall of where the industry is going with offshore wind, with DPAA. You know, it's we're going to need folks that are commercial divers and, you know, teaming up with archaeologists to get this stuff done. Because, you know, honestly, there isn't many archaeologists that are commercial divers, and offshore wind requires everybody that gets in the water be a commercial diver. So now we got to rely on the commercial divers to essentially do our job, you know. And and so, you know, I think it was a no-brainer teaming up with Tim and kind of, you know, pushing this new avenue.
It sounds like it makes perfect sense. Yeah. The only companies that I know that have, you know, archaeologists, divers, are typically your big guys, like AECOM.
Yeah,
or one of the big
right.
guy firms.
You right.
know, that have a picture of everything. It's got this guy flipping me off from you know, they're terrible engineers and divers. Just kidding. Hello and death. That was Dave Dodd that walked by. It's one of my early mentors.
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. Hell yeah.
It sounds like you guys are making some moves.
Yeah.
You're making some power moves.
Keep doing what you're doing.
It's going to piss off a lot of people.
Yeah.
And you already know that by now.
Yeah.
So keep doing it, man. And don't let that money tear you apart.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you.
Because love will tear you apart. Yeah.
Let me tell you one thing. We'll sign out on this is I'm not money greedy. I'm people greedy. And that's what pisses people off. And I'm too afraid of all the ugly people that are going to show up to my house if I fucking get greedy. So,
you know, people are going to listen to this. You're going to get a ton of emails now.
Oh, yeah.
About people trying to come work for you.
Oh, so, yeah. And, you know, we'll do a more in-depth one down the road. Yeah. And then you guys send me your address, and I'll send you guys out some swag. And,
awesome,
you know, have you fucking rep some fucking DCS out in Cali.
Have us up there. Show us what you got. Yeah. It'd be fun.
We'll do it up sometime. Thanks for having us on.
Yeah, awesome. Thanks a lot, guys.
Yeah.
Dead Calm Seas. Plug your phone number and your website.
Everything you got.
Yeah.
All right. You can go to www.dcsmarineservices.com. Contact number is 507-219-0490. Again, I'm Tim Wakefield, the founder and CEO. Give me a call. I'll put you in contact with one of my project managers. We'll get you on the roster. Or if you're just interested in the industry in general, please feel free to reach out. We're always willing to talk to people.
Yeah, we didn't even touch the tip of that iceberg.
Yeah.
You guys are heavily in education. You're signatory with the union.
We're an international signatory with the Carpenters Union.
Yeah, so you got a lot of good things going on. Yep. Can't wait to talk with you.
And I'll plug in. We also do all the primary workforce for Schmidt Donjon. We love working with them. They're a great partner of ours, so reach out to us.
Nice. Heck yeah. Awesome. All right, thanks a lot, guys.
It's good. Yeah, man. Like I said, sometime we'll figure out a time to do like an ad.
All right. And we're back. Trevor.
What's going on, guys?
Pressure How y'all junkies. Doing?
Pressure Junkies is in the house here.
I know. Dude, that suit that he gave me, it's still...
Still kicking.
Still kicking. Still alive and kicking.
It's still working, baby. Yeah. That's what we're trying to do.
Great suit. I massacred the thing by, like, putting it through the roughest, toughest conditions.
Right.
And it's still fine. It still provides a layer of warmth and protection.
Man,
the Kevlar is holding up. I was surprised. I really was skeptical and surprised.
Yeah, man.
No coveralls.
No coveralls. Yeah,
just
they're doing
dry,
good.
Just raw. Raw and dry.
I wouldn't raw dog it, but that's all right. That's good. That's good, man. I'm glad it's working out for you. And it was great to see you guys here. How's the show going for you?
It's going good,
it's
dude.
Good.
Yeah, it's going great. Fun. At least we'll find out if it goes great or not when the ratings come in, right?
Right. They're probably going to go down.
I know.
Nah, they'll be all right.
How's the wetsuit business?
Man,
it's... Any plans for the future with new suits or anything?
Yeah, we're looking at... right now, we have a 7mm two-piece coming in because I'm starting to see now that we've been around for a few years, I'm seeing where the suit sales are stopping in certain sizes, and I'm noticing that the... Northern states aren't buying as many suits, so they're asked, and I've been getting calls about a 7-piece 2mm.
Oh, nice.
So hopefully next year we're going to be bringing on a 7-piece 2mm, and we're also looking at a lot of guys are asking for back zips, so hopefully we're going to be getting a line of back zips coming in. We have a 3mm back zip, but people are wanting a 7mm back zip or a 5mm back zip. Nice. So we're hopefully next year.
I'm a 3mm guy all around.
All around?
Yeah. All around.
I want to get my hands on that 7-piece 2mm.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That sounds amazing. How many drinks have you had?
Too many. Well, I'm sorry. A 2-piece 7mm. That's what I meant. Sorry.
Let's have a 2-piece 3mm.
I want the 7-piece. 2-piece 7mm though, yeah, you definitely need that up in the colder waters.
Well, yeah, that's when I in your neck of the woods, I started diving at College of Oceaneering, and that's why I started with a 2-piece 7mm. And what I'm noticing is about from Baltimore north and California north, my sales are slowing down. I'm still selling people with hot water and stuff, but then I keep getting calls and asks for a 2-piece 7mm. So that's where I think we're going to be going next.
Yeah. That's so good that you're thinking ahead. You're doing hot water suits. Now you bring up hot water. Not yet, but it's plans for it.
It's plans. I have it drawn
Heck
up.
Yeah.
And we're definitely going to do a hot water suit.
Are we
going
to make a better spider or just keep it the same? Are you going to re-engineer the
It's hard to
spider?
Re-engineer it. So we're going to do a full hot water suit in the future. We have one drawn up. But we plan on making a suit where you can, it's already integrated for a spider. Like okay. It'll have little slots inside the suit where you can slide your spider
just
in.
Put your own in there.
And, it,
nice.
And you can, instead of just trying to fish it in or sew it in, they'll already have little like channels where you can just slide your spider in and it can already be held in place.
Man, that would save diver a lot of money.
Right.
They put their own spider in there. That's great.
So, man, it's going good and advertising from you guys and, you know, stuff that you've said and Phil Newsom and the fire departments. It's been growing, and I've had multiple people contact me and buy suits because of your podcast. And it's been awesome. And then people on your podcast, like I said, like Phil Newsom and you talking about it, people contact me like, I heard you on Bottom Dwellers, and it's just been a blessing all around. It's been
amazing. People helping people.
It's been an amazing thing.
And divers then, helping divers.
And then walking around here at Underwater Intervention.
It's a new generation.
We can actually help each other.
You mean we can help each other make more money, both
right?
of us?
We can all do this together.
That's so weird.
And then we can meet up once a year and drink Bloody Marys at Underwater Intervention.
You know
it's great.
I'm surprised there hasn't been any fights.
None.
Not a single fight.
Nothing.
I don't know. We'll find out tonight. Tonight's a Baytech party.
Yes. Are you going?
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't miss it for the world.
Yeah, I'm going to be there.
There's going to be so many personalities there. I already got a couple of people that are eyeing me sideways a little bit. So
it's
we'll
all right.
See what happens.
You know what? If we can't have these discussions, and I've had people come up to me and say, hey, I don't like this about your suit. I don't like that. You should change this. Hey, that's cool. We need to have these discussions and change it. But we all type A personalities, right? So nobody wants to hear that they don't like your podcast or what you said, or they don't want to hear how I build my wetsuits, or I don't want to hear it. But if we can't come together and have these discussions, we can't grow as a community.
I'm still waiting for somebody to come and say, you guys are complete assholes. You don't know what you're talking about. Your podcast is terrible. Because we relish that.
Yeah, I want that.
We love it.
No, we need to have that. Right? We need... Okay. We
I don't know. So start perfect. Start
this
now.
Podcast fucking sucks.
It sure does. I don't... It's like the Beatles. We're gonna break up.
It's only a matter of time.
Start off really good, but right now it's only just like
it's just
going
gonna go
downhill.
Really, really good. Made really good music, and then you know, mm-hmm. Who's gonna get married and not gonna like the band?
Yeah.
Where's our Yoko? All right, Trevor. Thanks a lot.
All right.
Thanks guys, a lot for stopping by.
Y'all have fun. Right. Bless.
See you tonight.
To spew is.
Come back in, I go,
yes.
Yes.
You're the guy behind this crap. And he's
just. I didn't even start it.
Guilty, man. I'm
guilty.
You're just like, no,
I'm like, what do you want
to hang out with the bear? He's diving pioneers over
and
there.
And you don't put that over here.
Yeah, you on here.
Roll film. You're fine. This is an update episode. Nobody listens to it.
Hey, before you do anything, what are you doing the engineer diver one tomorrow?
No. Huh? Should I?
Well, Gary wants him to be there at
8:30. He'll be there. Yeah. Who?
Well, I've got Ikaika, Kincaid.
I don't book anything for downline. That's all Gary.
Okay.
It's not me.
Got Ikaika
is there for commentary.
And Laura, the girl we just hired away from you guys.
Don't put her on the show.
Well, yeah.
Oh, my God.
That doesn't go to Convoy.
Yeah.
Where are you going? Really good. You want
what is it? It's Nulu. It's a 117 toasted barrel. It's really, really good. It's out of my personal collection.
You recorded every single thing.
I need to. Couple of these glasses too. My wife always gives away my diving shot glasses when we have a party. She's like, all the things on that first shelf you can take. And I'm like,
yeah.
Those are nice glasses. I had some of those. I had a whole collection of them. You know, four of them in it. Like,
hold on. Here we go. And we're back.
That's your area for sure.
For another edition of Who's That Diver?
It's Grant.
What diver?
This guy.
Yeah, that's one of my
models. Who is that diver?
This guy loves his whiskey. When I met him, he did not drink at all. All of a sudden, life took a turn for the worse. He works for a company named Consor, which added to the drinking problem.
I was healthy at the time, too.
Yeah, you were. I mean, I'm not saying you're not now. Well, you're more healthier than I am, I'm sure. And you got 20 years on me.
Good to know. If there were cameras along with his microphone, you would see his. my statement's probably true.
David Dodd, how are you, sir?
Doing good, brother. How are you?
Doing great. You know, our last interview, I forget what interview it was, where I kind of akened our relationship to an Anakin Skywalker and Obi-Wan. You think that's accurate?
That's pretty highbrow for me, but
yeah. I mean, I'm here to take out the competition now.
Yeah.
Like Darth Vader.
Yeah.
Is Moffat and Nickel the Darth Vader of the engineering? Just kidding. I'm working on getting fired.
I can see that. I can see that. And
especially since my boss is like right there.
And yeah, I know. He's standing. He's literally standing right there.
He's already making calls HR.
And I used to work with him too.
I know. Dude, how weird is this?
Actually, I trained him too.
This is so cool, though. Like, we've got all this history here. Let's drink some whiskey before.
Basically, you're calling me old.
Yeah, cheers.
I know what that means.
I'm almost there
with
you.
You're not.
Jeffrey brought over some whiskey. Nulu bourbon, huh?
Jeff's always good for
really
that.
Good. Yeah, Jeff's a whiskey master. He's been on our show a few times.
Yes, he has. Yeah. But, he's good for that.
I'll tell you what, doesn't matter what company you work for or where you're at, you always surround yourself by good people and, you know, you'll live a happy life and have a good, successful dive career.
Surround yourself with good people.
We poke each other. We have fun.
Don't ever burn a bridge.
You can't burn a bridge.
And your life is going to be good. And that's not just with the diving industry. Surrounding yourself with good people anywhere.
Mm-hmm. That's just life.
And not burning bridges is
forgiving people for stupid crap.
Are there people here that
not that I've never done any
I'm
of that.
I'm just saying, are there people here that have had run-ins with you to where it's like
it's got to be worth it.
Like you've had issues with people and then you see them here and I don't know where I'm going with this.
As the bridge has been burned.
Yeah.
No. No, no, because I don't let things if I have a problem with a person, I get it out of the way and then we move on. I hate to say it, but doing it any other way is like being a woman. I mean, sorry, ladies. But ladies do hold grudges longer than guys do. Hey, you and I have a talk about it and it's over. And so, no, there, I don't have any animosity toward anyone here. And
the reason why I say it kind of too is because you hear some stories from the early days of underwater intervention. You were here during the early conventions, right?
I can make my own.
Yeah.
Were they a little bit more rowdier?
Yeah, I was coming here when I was still in the Army.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been coming here for a long time. And yeah, the shows used to be a lot bigger than say UI of pre-COVID. Those were pretty small shows. They used to be bigger. And yeah, there used to be some pretty good disagreements between cowboys and the guys who were trying to advance the field.
Yeah.
But I don't hold anything against anybody. I mean, we talk about it, and if I got a problem with Johnny, Johnny and I are going to talk about it, and at the end of the day, we'll shake hands, and we'll either drink whiskey and be sociable, or we'll agree to disagree, and we'll go other directions. So, and I really find that in a professional setting like this, that's more of what you find anymore.
Yeah, it's kind of a little more professional, right?
Yeah.
You can't misbehave. Gotta be good. Jeffrey Lane's popping in. Now they're strength in numbers.
You're drinking already?
Yeah.
I thought we were working still.
Is it drinking already or still?
Did I miss a text?
Oh my goodness.
Hey Trevor, this is Jeff.
Hey Trevor, how you doing? Nice to meet you. Hey, can I have a sticker?
Yeah,
get as many as you want.
Trevor will give you a pressure junkie sticker.
Are you pressure junkies?
Yeah.
Oh, at least
I've seen your suits around, man.
He's famous too. Last time I saw it.
Oh, I hope so.
Yeah. This guy gets around. He's working for Aqueous. How's Aqueous treating you?
I love it, man. Been there for 8 years now. I'm really happy.
Nice.
You enjoy it.
That's great. So, what do you like the most about being a commercial diver? You're pretty seasoned now.
Yeah, I'm getting up there.
We've had a lot of kids stopping by the table, you know, just starting out in the business. So it's like we're not trying to scare them, but we're trying to tell them a little bit of the truth. But there are some great things about our career and our trade that we just love. What's one of the things that you just love?
I like to travel, meet new people, learn new stuff.
It's always an adventure.
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah. Yeah, learn new stuff. It's something that there's a million different avenues into. So.
Yeah, no, it's a blast. What do you like about UI so far?
It's huge, man. Yeah. Have you guys been down there?
No, we haven't even touched workboat.
Dude. Yeah, it's a...
You don't like walking, Johnny?
Steps.
The other side is huge.
It's, yeah, we think we walked up back and forth once and we're just like completely winded.
I came in 2020, the last time I came, and it was super small. Mm-hmm. So there's been running into a lot of people that I know that, you know, it's kind of cool to see everybody and had some really good conversations, got some good info.
Yes.
So it's been cool.
I'm just glad that we're not lumped in with a scuba show, with a, like DEMA or something.
Right.
That would be a nightmare.
Why do you say that?
I just don't think we'd behave.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's bad enough with the workboat.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
But so far it's been going really well. You know,
big man.
Yeah, there's Phil walking by. Ooh, nice, perfect. Oh, wanted autographed and framed. Yeah, no, pop in. That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
All right, Larry. So,
yeah, man.
It was great talking with you, man.
Yeah.
Hopefully, we'll get to bump into each other again.
Yeah, man.
There you go. Take as many stickers as you want.
Yeah, dude.
Larry Demerly, right?
Yep.
Perfect. I got it.
Phil's going to do some liquid courage.
Liquid courage for Phil.
Right before a big speaking opportunity. You guys are doing a cool thing, man. I've been listening the whole time. It's rad.
There he goes. He's starting to feel himself. Yeah, he's feeling himself. He's starting to feel himself here. Phil Newsom's starting to feel himself. Yeah, take as many stickers as you like right over there.
You tell me twice.
They're not here.
Yeah, I was just
All right, we'll take a couple more. Freddie, you got something to say?
Podcast. Who does the podcast?
It's been a fun time.
You ever talk to active duty dive med techs or?
No, give us a card. We'll call you.
I don't have a card, but I'm still in the Navy, so.
Yeah. Yeah. Sit down and tell us who you are, where you're from.
It's not
you
live,
do. It is live right now, so don't MF anybody. But you can cuss if you want.
I do cuss.
Okay, that's fine. You can motherfuck anybody you want.
All right, for the 4,000 people listening. No, no.
Yeah.
My name is Matthew Hooven, and I'm a dive IDC in the Navy, active duty. I'm coming up on 20 years, but looking at retiring here shortly. I kind of moonlight with HM Recompression Services. They just did a brief over there in the classroom number 2.
Fantastic.
Talking about dive medicine and specifically the what services they provide as an on-site chamber for commercial diving. As you know, OSHA and AMTI or those guys? What's the... Oh, ADCI, there we go. Okay. Sorry, yeah. ADCI, they're changing the standards a little bit and having commercial companies want chambers on site more often than not because guys are coming up getting bent and they'll go to the local hospital and it's, you know, Jimmy John and Sally Ray running a hyperbaric facility that doesn't do any emergency medicine.
They have no idea what they're doing there.
No, they're doing some of the, you know, the hyperbaric stuff, but nothing where they can treat the kind of divers and casualties we're seeing, you know, especially commercial diving. You guys are going deep, and a lot of times they're not doing the correct dive profiles as they should. Maybe ascending too quick in the water column.
I don't want to say that happens, but yeah, that happens.
Making unnecessary stops or no
that
stops
never happens.
Yeah, exactly.
How dare you?
And so guys come up and they get bent, or you know, they get their AGE and all of a sudden, they're making phone calls to the chamber that might be nearby, and come to find out they don't do emergency stuff. So you're either going back in the water doing in water decompression, or you're suffering. So I don't know where I'm going with this, but that's what I do.
That's fantastic. Well, thanks for doing what you do.
I saw the dive Dive Shack podcast.
How you,
that was cool.
How you enjoying UI?
I was here a couple years ago, right before the COVID. I was here doing some DMT stuff as well, taking some classes, and that was pretty cool. I got some cool stickers.
Yep, you're welcome.
I've got a couple other Navy diver DMT corpsmen with me, and. Suspense. He just separated. He got out of the Navy, and he's working for HM Recompression now. And I don't know. What do you want to know?
Whatever you wanted to tell me.
That was
good.
I don't know.
How do you fit into a chamber?
Yeah, me or him?
I can fit in a chamber. I can stand poorly, up in a chamber.
Poorly, man. I've got scars on the top of my head from submarines and chambers. So yeah.
Did you go to submarine?
Oh,
like 10 feet tall.
Again, I've got scars on top of my head. And it wasn't fun, man. You're in a tin can of recycled farts for weeks on end.
Oh, fuck.
With a bunch of weirdos that play video games and nothing else. So
submariners are pretty weird.
They're extremely weird. I was fortunate enough to be with the SDV, the Steel Delivery Vehicle Team, so I did that for 4 years. So even on the submarine, they've got a chamber.
Wow. Also knows bubbleheads too, right?
The bubbleheads.
That's one of our
some other terms as well. What are you guys drinking? You guys are they
whiskey?
You guys aren't drinking while on the air, are you?
Whiskey.
No.
So,
we're supposed to.
Anyway, I just stopped by for the stickers. Anything with a Mark V on it.
I got
pretty
roped
cool
into this. Yeah. No. Yeah. That's good. Thank you.
Yeah. Is that for me?
Yeah.
No. Oh, well, cheers.
Not the glass.
Not
yeah,
the
we
glass.
Gotta keep the glass.
Yeah.
Well. There's steel ships and wood ships and ships that sail the sea, but the best ships are friend ships, and may they ever be. There you
love
go.
Love it.
All right. Well, y'all have fun with this. I'm going to go steal more stickers and koozies.
Have a good one.
Nice
thank
you. Guys.
Yeah, man.
Got to get the swag.
Yeah, I got some. I'll give some to the guys. So that worked. Is that good?
Yeah, that was all fantastic. Right. Thank you.
David Dodd took my shot glass and stole it from me, so I'd like it replaced, please. Kirby Morgan, shot glass. Thank you.
No, what the fuck? Welcome back.
The voices have changed.
My voice has changed?
No, this is Armando, Bottom Dwellers Dive Shack.
Oh, I get what you're trying to do. I see what you're saying.
I've had some helium.
Yeah, you're sounding so different. Well, that was a fun little bit with Consor, huh?
Yeah, yeah, Consor.
It's, and that part of the show was sponsored by Moffitt and Nickel. The Consor right. portion of that show was sponsored by Moffitt and Nickel.
Heard, heard.
It's fantastic. They brought some delicious whiskey. Moffitt and Nickel did. And we had a good time. This is day two, and we're about ready to wrap it up. It's 4:15, I'm guessing now. It's me and Freddie on the mic.
Yeah, yeah.
Phil Newsom is talking behind us. He's giving a little seminar. He had to have a quick shot of whiskey to make himself brave and feel good about himself.
Everyone needs that liquid courage from time to time.
Yeah, everyone needs that. Liquid courage. People are still coming by the area. Clark Thompson here with
Gibson Cox,
senior principal, naval architect.
Sure. Heard fantastic. About stickers.
Oh yeah, apparently we have really good stickers. I didn't know that.
Coming for the stickers. You're staying for the show. You're gonna stay.
Yeah. Sure, say what you're doing here. Give us a little spiel.
I've been talking to every single winch and crane vendor at the show. I'm exhausted. Everybody, I've just finished the design of a new Antarctic research vessel, 360-foot icebreaker. And now everybody wants to go and get their winches and cranes on board my boat. So I have been talking with everybody and letting them know what they need to do to get there. To bid for it. So...
fantastic. Making moves. Yes. Making moves. Yeah, take as many stickers as you like.
Networking and twerking. Maybe networking. Not the twerking, but the networking.
You don't want to twerk here. A lot of networking. Yeah. A lot of schmoozing. All right, well, no problem. Have a thanks, good day. Talk. Yeah, people are still coming up to the booth.
Networking and twerking.
And we're in the cut, you know?
We're in the cut.
We're in the cut. So for this many people to come over,
I wanted to put the mic right up on his lips. I should have put it.
It's just right up in his face.
Right on his lips.
Yeah, he had a good time.
He did.
People
he did.
Like to hear, or like to talk in the mics. They like. You want to get
gonna,
that on the
I
mic?
Was, I was gonna stop.
You want to stop her?
I was going to.
Wow.
But she's part of the register. She's a registrar.
She is a registrar.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's good.
UI. So I think I would know why they call it this, dude. After these 3 days, you're going to need an intervention.
Yeah, there's a lot of drinking.
Heavily intoxicated people stopping by, talking about their passions.
Yeah. Should we interview her?
No, I'm kidding.
Well, I was diving in 1910. We used nothing but a rubber hose that my grandmother beat me with.
If you guys could see the lady that passed by.
But it would make sense, though, right? It would make sense.
Absolutely.
And you know what's really fucked up is that she could have been a pioneer of the... of our industry.
Of the industry. You wouldn't have known.
I wouldn't have known because I'm being a dick. But it's only because I've been drinking too much this weekend. I don't even want to say this weekend. This week.
Yeah, it's not the weekend yet.
Yeah, it's not even the weekend. But we have this delicious toasted small batch Nulu bourbon whiskey finished in toasted barrels. 117 proof. I mean, it's gone.
Slap the whole bottle.
Slap the whole bottle. It is a dead soldier. Finished. Brought to you by Moffitt and Nickel.
Moffitt and Nickel.
Josh, the best boss I never had. So, there we go.
What do you think, Johnny? You think that's the end of the episode, or should we?
I mean, as Kenny wants to say something about the Kenny, prison, you want to speak for five? How was your time here? What have you seen?
Oh, this is a nice.
What's next for Chino?
Oh, it's been a minute since I've been to the UI convention. This is a pretty awesome event. How they incorporated the boat show, man, that's pretty nice, and all the other companies that came out. But yeah, man, I'm here. I came down yesterday. good that I have a spot out here to go to. And I love Louisiana and New Orleans. I love coming to these events. I love rubbing shoulders with all these guys in the industry because you don't see too much of this over the years. Chino's doing okay. We got a few things that have changed. We got, I don't know if I can speak on too much of it, but,
right.
You know, we have our recruiting is a little low. There's some changes that have been made through the state of California. So you guys might have heard of it. We're still trudging along. We're still
pushing them out,
getting divers out, and we're still doing some great things. You know,
well, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, you will be at the not Lazy River. Where are we going?
It's the Rusty Nail.
Yes, the Rusty Nail.
We're going to the Rusty Nail.
Rusty
tonight.
Nail Baytech party.
Yeah.
That's the next thing on the agenda because this show's over now. Yeah. Or today, anyway.
Yeah.
It's got to be. Yeah, we're going to pack it up.
Yeah. What you guys sipping on over here, man?
Well, we killed this whiskey.
See that? I see that.
This table, you should see this table in the morning. It's very presentable, very
okay.
Nice, very professional.
Okay.
And then by the end of the day, it just some cars becomes terrible. There. Yeah. There's so many.
Be encouraging.
Yeah.
Nice. I'll get one of them.
Apparently, we had, yeah, yes. Apparently, we were told that we have some of the best stickers around, so.
I think you do.
Every time we come back, they're all gone.
They're all always gone.
Huh. Yeah, these are cool.
All right. Well, I think I'm going to end the show this today.
Right.
So thank you for listening to the Bottom Dwellers Dive Shack, day two. This was day two. Of UI and the International Boat Show. I'd like to thank everybody who came on. Kenyatta, thank you for coming on.
Yeah, no problem.
And then see you next time.
I hope you've enjoyed listening to this episode of the Bottom Dwellers Dive Shack. Make sure you like and follow on our social media pages on Instagram and Facebook. Please share this podcast with your friends or anyone interested in commercial diving. The only way that we can make this successful is if we do get a lot of people that are listening. We get more listeners, we get more sponsors, and that means more free stuff for you guys. That's right. We are hooking up all of our diver brothers and sisters in the trade. And if you keep sharing and liking, we're able to do that a lot more. Our Instagram is at BottomDwellersDS. Our Facebook is Bottom Dwellers Dive Shack. And you can always like and follow me at LB Diver on both. The Bottom Dwellers Dive Shack is available on all podcast platforms, Apple, Spotify, Anchor. We also have it streaming on our website at thebottomdwellers.com. So keep listening, keep it safe, keep it salty. This is LB Diver, out.